This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pastor List is here of things for us to talk about on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Jay Kirshner is graciously along for the conversation. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some good news. This is a study on the harmful health effects of sitting on your fat butt. It is advised, after looking at it, didn't quite get qualified that way. That's not quite the headline, but you know, I interpret things a little bit. And sitting around is not good for you. Maybe that's why I'm as well off as I am, because I don't sit still very long. I find when I have to sit, like from now until 18 past the hour, right? It's 10 minutes. That's all I can do to sit. It's nothing. I don't have the heebie-jeebies. I just like to keep moving. All right, keep my mind moving, my mouth moving, body moving, all that good stuff. So if you're into that, that's great. You'll be happy to know that if you are taking a 5-minute walk every half hour, you will live to be 145. Just like we were saying. Right, the woman who just died.
Dr. Doug says.
Dr. Doug, practicing without a license.
practicing without a license. There are so many jobs that are desk jobs where people will sit, and if you're not paying attention, it is very easy to get lost in your work, which your bosses, I'm sure,
slouched over the computer.
But but then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I haven't stood up in a while, to go to stand up. And it hurts. You are very aware of your tailbone.
Yeah, back,
stiff,
legs.
Stuck in that condition.
Terrible, yeah. I just had my one of my annual, semi-annual physicals, do the blood work and all that stuff, blood pressure. And what I find in talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and to the other fellow who locally interprets all these metrics is that the amount of blood sugar that you have and your blood pressure is directly related to how much you move. So if you don't move, your heart doesn't exercise either, so therefore you kaput. It's like people who are so eager to retire. I'm going to retire early. 62, yep. And by the time they're 63, they're deader than a mackerel because they don't know what to do with themselves except sit around, watch TV, argue with their wives or their husbands, and so what's that get you? So, waking up, this is the picture. You're an office worker. You wake up in the morning, maybe have some breakfast if you're smart. You talk with your spouse, talk with your children. The day begins, but you're sitting at the table having your breakfast, right? Then you go out and you sit in your car, and then you get to the office and you sit in your seat at the office. And at lunch, you sit down, right? So by the time you get out of work and you sit in your car and you get home and you sit down for dinner and then you sit down and watch TV and then you sit down and read, right? Pretty important picture that I'm painting here, right?
But to rewind a little bit, there are the big BOSU balls that a lot of times people will use instead of chairs, so it kind of helps keep their hips to keep moving. A lot of people have those standing desks or even treadmill desks. But to touch on your point with eating breakfast, aren't there other studies that say we should not stand while eating breakfast? We should take the moment to sit.
Of course, there's always some
multitask breakfast, like only focus on just eating, not doing other things and all.
Yeah, I've seen that. People criticize me because most of the time I stand up because I'm doing something else while I'm eating. I don't really take a meal per se, except once in a while if I get home early enough and I've decided I want to watch an hour of television or something, then I'll eat sitting down while I'm watching, you know, Law and Order or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I run around here in between breaks, I'm having my fruit, I'm feeding Daisy, I'm thinking about, okay, what are we going to talk about in the next half hour? I better go back and look this up or that up, you know, that sort of thing. So anyway, this study is published in the Medicine, Science, and Sports Journal. Kenneth Diaz asked 11 healthy middle-aged individuals to complete an experiment in which they sat in a lab for 8 hours a day for 5 days to represent what he figured was a normal work week. Some days they sat for the whole 8 hours, only going to the bathroom. Other hours they were engaged in short bouts of walking, different regularities, find the lowest amount of movement possible for them to survive, and what it did to their blood sugar levels and their blood pressure. So he writes in his findings, quote, "We found that a 5-minute light walk every half hour was the only strategy that reduced blood sugar levels compared with sitting all day." In particular, he said 5-minute walks every half hour reduced the spike after eating by 60%. And that strategy also reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points compared to sitting all day long. So you're supposed to move, your blood pressure is supposed to go up and down. It's not supposed to stay the same all the time. Like when my normal blood pressure is like 110 over 70, 110 over 68. So when I run up a pair of stairs like I did the other day to do my physical, I run up three flights of stairs. And I run. So like a dummy, I'm expecting to get an accurate reading. So the lady, first thing when you sit down in the office, says, "Oh, let me take your blood pressure." So it's 133 instead of 110 over 70. And that's what's good for you. You got to get that, move it up. Mm-hmm. And so what's the definition of good exercise?
Well, I think that also depends on your personal body type, too, because we've noticed that some people do better with more cardio than weightlifting. Other people do better with weight training. And also, it's whatever it is that you actually like doing that you're going to do. Like if you're more into yoga or spinning, or you're more into actually doing team sports, we see people, and we see this all the time on different good news outlets of ways to up your health, that gardening is really well. Who is it? Elizabeth Hurley, who is like, how does she stay so fit? She gardens. That is her only form of exercise. She gardens like all day long.
Mm-hmm. Mine is different. I do exercise, do resistance training, that sort of thing. But I also run around on the farm. I'm literally moving pretty much every minute. Might jump on a tractor, whatever it is. But I'm in movement. Constant movement is good for your body and your brain. All right, so there you go. That's the secret to living to be 145 years old. You just heard it here. It makes listening to this program worthwhile, right? Everything else you heard today can go by the wayside, right?
Listen long enough, it'll change your life.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good just to, it's healthy to take your mind off.
Mental break,
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of? Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter, or his sister, is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Bunga bunga. Woof.
And her family wasn't a match. But when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
it. I'm in. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wouldn't match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in a family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. So you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. So let's see. Looking around the world, the fact that if you are older, 60 plus, and you walk 6,000 steps a day, it'll lower your risk for cardiovascular disease by a huge amount. So you have one of those Fitbits. How many people have? I have one of them, and I can't say I don't know how to use it.
Well, there's the Fitbit, if anybody has pretty much any smartwatch will do the same thing, like
right,
the Apple Watch,
the
all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. All right, so keep walking, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving. That's the way. If you want to hang around and enjoy your life, enjoy your freedom, enjoy the colors, enjoy the things like driving up and down the Pacific Coast Highway, wherever the beauty may be close to you, enjoy your children, your grandchildren, all that stuff, just keep moving. Walk, 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 walk.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Wendy's home-style French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy home-style French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Let me guess. Unknown caller. You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
No.
We really lost our stride. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Because Carol Channing and how many other actors or actresses have come around that...
Tatum is a popular first name. And I know a few Channings, so that's a popular first name, too.
It is. Okay. Where is he from? Is this a Southern guy? Does he come from... It sounds to me like Channing Tatum might be a Southern name.
I want to say he's from West Virginia or Virginia area, but I can't recall.
Yep. Okay. One of the things that he's best known for is being a stripper. And he's done those Magic Mike movies. So what does he tell his daughter about his stripper past? We'll find out right after this here on
Today.
Did you
know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow is given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, made in America. The weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special. All right, so Jay and Doug here with a scoop on Channing Tatum. His daughter is how old? He's 42. I think he's got a 9-year-old daughter, right?
Yeah, she's 9. And he said that, well, right now she's not old enough to see any of these movies. But
well,
when she is, he will totally have those conversations with her and let her know, like, Dad didn't just do them in movies. I was an actual stripper. But at the same time, when you are a celebrity, you can't hide certain things or lie to your children because it's on the internet. Even if his actual stripping is not online, he's talked about it so much that there is evidence out there, and she would find it out herself anyway. So why even bother lying?
He stripped it when he was 18. He was at a local nightclub, and his name for the billboard was Chan Crawford.
That's funny.
He made $150 on a good night, he said. So that means the women are sticking money into his shorts or what? How does that work for men who are strippers?
I don't know. I would think you throw it, from what I see in the movies, you throw it on the stage.
You've never been to a strip club?
I haven't. Have you? Where do you put the money?
I don't know.
Do you use your hand or do you use your mouth on the bill? Because that's just dirty.
Sounds really
that's
dirty.
That's not very hygienic.
No, sounds really dirty. All right, so anyway, he's been in some, like the movie, he did a couple of 21 Jump Street movies, right? He's done a couple of Magic Mikes. Right?
She's the Man with Amanda Bynes. He's done a lot of different things. He even did, what was it, Dear John, a romance movie?
Yeah. He was with Siegfried in one of the first movies. What's her name? Was it Amanda and
Siegfried? Amanda Seyfried. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the Dear John one.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he only has one child or two? How many children has
he has got? One, but his ex-wife has a second child who's now two.
Okay. I thought the Lost City thing he did with Sandra Bullock, there were good parts in it, but I thought it was kind of stupid. The concept was
I loved
kind of
that
stupid.
Movie
you liked
so
it?
Much. I want to see more of them together.
Yeah. Well, I think that is a good combo. It's kind of like Julia Roberts and George Clooney. A good combo. All right, so that's the update on Channing Tatum here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the Pet Poison Helpline, an animal poison control center based out of Minneapolis, is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they came out with a list of the top 10 toxins for dogs of 2013. Number one was chocolate. Dark equals dangerous. Baker's and dark chocolate are the most toxic, but any type of chocolate should be forbidden. Xylitol, the sweetener found in sugarless chewing gum and candy and medications, should never be around with your dogs. Also, ibuprofen and any type of human medication, not there. Over-the-counter cough, cold, and allergy medications as well. Insecticides, grapes and raisins, insect bait stations, prescription medications, glucosamine joint supplements, silica gel packs, and on and on and on. The bottom line is this. If it looks dangerous or if you even think it's dangerous, chances are it is. And here's a number you should all have. 800-213-6680. That's the number. If you think your dog has been poisoned, you bet first. That number second. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is every day.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky called for the West to speed up its deliveries of weapons to Kyiv as Ukrainian forces battle to keep Russian troops from advancing. The Biden administration is considering cutting off Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies from U.S. suppliers over national security concerns by tightening export controls targeting the firm. Now, should the administration move forward, it would mark the latest clash between the world's two largest economies. Washington policymakers are seeking to counter Chinese industrial policy they say threatens Western interests. The city of Detroit has $100 million in scholarships to be given out to people who want to learn new skills. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan.
You can start this month and make $200 a week learning to read.
Scholarship fairs will be held four times in the month of February. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
A focus on today. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single
right.
people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree.
Yeah.
I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, and then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
No, he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family, it's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting, and it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know, and they're just texting, and all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting
You can block him and everything, but this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, like, leave me alone if you love me. Here's a story about a restaurant owner who really surprised his staff. He said, they stuck by me, so I'm going to stick by them. Giving back to the employees. What a wonderful thing. This is something that happened here in Massachusetts. There's a restaurant called Toast. It's kind of a breakfast nook down in Hull, which is south of Boston on the coast. They survived COVID, and she says it's because of her employees. Hard work. Dedication. So, or we could probably play Mickey Mouse Club, Mickey Mouse Club. The Disney World appeal to most everybody is going to be that's their destination. That's their thanks.
Yeah.
She's treating the employees, say she treats us like family every day. And this lady, Jessica Travis, says, well, the feeling's mutual. I like them, and I'm going to take care of them, and so that's what we're going to do.
It's exciting, and it's not just for employees. The families get to come, too. And this is, it's not like she has all this money from her restaurant. This is an inheritance that she received, and she'd been sitting on it because she knew she wanted to do something big with it. She just couldn't figure out what that was. And then when it came to the thought of, you know what, use it on the staff. Let's go do a big family vacation.
And so, away we go. Have a nice time. See you soon. Who's going to run the restaurant while they're down in Disney World? If they're all down at Disney World, I guess they're...
Yeah, they'll just close it. I know a lot of different mom-and-pop shop restaurants that will close for if there's a wedding or something and they want people to have a chance to go. Or a lot will, especially in Cleveland, I've seen, that a lot will close for a specific week in the summer or a specific two-week period in the summer because they want everyone to be able to go and take their vacation, not worry about anybody covering their shifts.
Yep.
And it's great.
Yep. We're catching good things, though, and that's the good thing, that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that, too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. If she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened, or she knew somebody that was a doctor? Kind of put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E, is her name, right?
Yeah, it seems almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose knows.
Did she describe it though? What the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil. And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's. And she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving a Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know that, well, the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah, it's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here, but this is really a potential very what this person would hire herself out around the world go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what, do they find out what is, that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so is that,
Some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting.
Not sebum, what is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Kent Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. A solution for many problems is to be more optimistic. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope, confidence, and optimism. So think about that as you go through your day today. Here's something that is a result of activity and good thinking. The unprecedented decline in child poverty. You will not see this as a headline in any major newspaper. You won't see it broadcast in any form on any of the news channels. But you do hear the information here because it's important that you know that everything is not lousy. Everything isn't horrible. The world is not going to hell, especially when it comes to children, poor children. The numbers are down by almost two-thirds from the past couple of decades. As a matter of fact, this decline in child poverty rates in the United States brings us down to 1 in 10 live in families whose economic resources are considered below the poverty line. Back in 1993, which was sort of, as they look at the scale, they, whoever the people are in the government that measure these things, the first year of the decline, the numbers were more than 1 in 4. So it's gone from 1 in 4 who have a problem to 1 in 10. It ought to be that there is, I guess, the optimistic way to look at this is that we will find it at zero in another, what, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
it is,
right?
It is possible. We have to get there.
So the question that we would ask ourselves is what led to this decline in child poverty? The group that we're quoting here is a group called Child Trends, and their focus is on lower lower unemployment rates, higher single mother labor force participation. Because remember that, and maybe you are experiencing this yourself, I was talking to a single mother yesterday who's running a school for youngsters from the age of 3 to 6 and who wants to come onto my farm. And this is an exploratory nature-based program to participate in what goes on the farm. And she's a 30-something, about your age maybe, Jay, single mother. And most of the people involved in the school are single mothers, and most of the children come from single-parent households. It really is. I know that's the trend that's interesting. It isn't the fact that there's less poverty, although that's good, for sure. Mm-hmm. But there are more and more single mothers who are there, and they seem to be able to handle the challenge, because that's what it is, right? It's a challenge if you're by yourself. Let's say you have more than one child. Maybe you get two. Maybe you get three.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the decrease in the amount of children is a factor. Right? You've got more children, you've got more problems. You've got fewer children, you've got fewer problems. So maybe this is just...
And also, before we get too far removed from it, to touch on the single parent thing, that's also a solo income. That's not a dual home income coming in. It is less income, typically, that would be coming into the household as well. And then, okay, moving forward with the how many kids, how many mouths to feed...
Yeah, so pretty...
rates of teen pregnancy being shown.
Yeah, yeah. Education, that's it comes from education completely. It's just that we have... I don't know, it's frustrating because there is still a problem, but for those of you who think that the world is going to hell, it is not. There are things that are happening that aren't good. We live in a strange world, Master Jack.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You think it would be fine to share food in the fridge? I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For adults with
with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our farm food and family time here on Good Day for this Monday. I see no cancellations. I saw no recalls when I'm looking around, but I did see something that's kind of funny, actually. A viral moment, Jay, during a men's college basketball game between Loyola Chicago and Duquesne early in the second half. An apparent delivery man wandered.
Yeah, just trying to bring something. Somebody there, DoorDash.
Somebody here, order some pizza.
Well, but here's the thing. So it was funny and it was cute, but at the same time, you could totally tell it was a prank because people saw the quote-unquote delivery person being filmed by people ahead of time and kind of preparing before they walked onto the court. So clearly it's something for TikTok or YouTube. And again, it's funny, but also these are student athletes. They have been, like, this is a game, and also honor that. And nobody, please don't copy this. Please, no copycats on this.
Yeah.
Like one so time, one thing, okay, it's kind of cute, kind of funny, but also disrespectful, and let's just, like, not do it again.
It was the subject matter of a Law and Order episode, frankly, recently. That is, having things delivered that weren't ordered, that kind of stuff, and what can happen under the circumstances. You know, it can run into stuff that's dangerous, frankly. So anyway, that's the Uber story. Here's something something that is, I believe, very interesting in terms of what happens when you mix vinegar and bleach. How many people have tried to do that? There are a lot of people who make this mistake every year. I have put vinegar and bleach into white laundry.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, for shame.
Anyway,
you're
well.
Okay, and you lived to tell the tale.
I was under the impression it was good to remove dirt and grime and grease and that sort of stuff, because a lot of my farm clothes have a lot of grease and grime and things on it. But the fact that you think that this will work is actually something, if you do it, it puts your health at serious risk, because mixing vinegar and bleach together releases chlorine gas, which is extraordinarily poisonous and fatal if you inhale enough of it. Vinegar is made of an acetic acid and water, so when you mix bleach with an acid, it forms chlorine gas.
It's awful.
So I'm to stay away from.
Vinegar is great at cleaning, and so is bleach. Just keep them separate.
Yeah, but I did do it once. I didn't have this impact, but I guess I was lucky.
Well, if you used it for laundry, you probably weren't around it long enough. Say, as if you were using it to scrub the floors or scrub the grout or something like that, where you are just like breathing it in.
Right. No thanks.
Down there.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the people, I'm sure the poison control officers get calls from people who are doing this. Apparently last year there were like 4,800 single substance exposures to chlorine gas. And it's, if you haven't seen it, you don't know it, maybe you should at least know it's yellowish, it's green in color, yellowish green, and the odor is unmistakable. When you get it in your nostrils, it'll burn the living hell out of your nostrils, your nose, your esophagus. And so that's what the real problem is. Inhaling it goes right into your lungs. It's a water-soluble substance. So because you've got a lot of moisture in your respiratory tract, and there's a lot of moisture in your mouth, throat, lungs, all that stuff, you are cruising for a bruising with your mucous membranes being exposed. And those things, those don't heal. They don't heal well. God.
Yeah, that's bad.
Manga bunga.
Stay safe. Just don't clean.
Don't do it. Yeah. If you have been exposed to your level, start coughing. You'll have a burning sensation in your throat, your nose, your eyes. You won't be breathing well. Your chest will get tight. And so just stay. No. Stay away. Okay. Bill Gates is buying up farmland. He was criticized last year for buying up farmland in America. So he's gone to Australia to start buying land. And he's working with a startup up down there. He's funded them with $12 million, listen to this, to create feed for cows that will keep them from burping and creating methane. Any animals
that sounds dangerous. Don't you have to release those gases?
Well,
part of the health?
What comes out will not smell. I guess that's basically.
Oh, okay.
Or will not be, it won't, it's a synthetic, this doesn't sound like a good idea to me, but he's done a lot of crazy stuff. Included in the feed, though, is seaweed, which is good for cows. So it may cut their methane emission by 98%. Have to wait and see on that one. Good day with the Food, Farm, and Family Focus here, 59 past the hour.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.